Welcome to Zikun Daf Siman. My name is Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Masechas Erev and Daf Ayin Beis. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur with a pop quiz at the end. So the three topics are going to focus on, number one, on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. A braisa taught that an Erev must be made with bread and not with wine. Rashi explained that Erev Mishum Dira, an Erev is symbolic of a residence, and a person's residence is determined by bread and not wine. A Shitav, on the other hand, could be made with wine or bread. Rashi explains that a Shitav merges the rights of the Chatzeros and not the houses, and wine suffices to create that merger. Rav Meir ruled that it's necessary that a person make an Erev and a Shitav. Shelo shecheach toras Erev min ha-tinokos, in order not to cause the institution of Erev to be forgotten from the children who would say that their fathers didn't make an Erev. The Chachamim said that doing only one of them, an Erev or a Shitav, would suffice for that. Rav Nechumi and Rabbah disagreed on what the Machlokes was about. One said that when a Shitav is made with bread, Rav Meir would agree that it suffices for the Erev. The only argue when the Shitav was made with wine. The other one said that the Chachamim would agree that when the Shitav was made with wine, that an Erev is also required. They disagree only when the Shitav was made with bread. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Chamisha Chabur Sheshavs B'Trak Min Echad, five groups that spent Shabbos in one mansion. Beis Shammai says, Erev Akol Chabura V'Chabura, an Erev is needed for each group, and Beis Hillel say, Erev Echad Al-Kuhan, one Erev suffices for all of them, unless some of them are staying in separate rooms or upper stories. Rashi explains that they were divided into five areas in a large room, and each area had a door leading to a common chatzar, which also served residents of other buildings that opened into that chatzar. According to Beis Shammai, they would require five separate erevin with the other residents, as well as an additional erev to carry from one group area to the others. The Gemara presents a four-way machlokes regarding which type of partition Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree on. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Ha'achin she'ochin al shulchan aviyem, yishin bevateim, brothers who eat at their father's table, but sleep in their homes, which Rashi explains to mean that their houses are in the same chatzar as their fathers, which also includes other residents, tzrichin erev kol echad ve'echad. They need an erev for each one if they want to join in an erev with the other residents in the chatzar. The Gemara suggests that the Mishnah implies makam lina garam, the place of sleep determines a person's residence. But Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that the Mishnah's case was where the brothers receive support from their father but don't live there. The Gemara brings a machlokes regarding what determines one's makam dira, his place of residence. Rav said Pita, the place of bread, and Shmuel said Lina, the place of sleep. So once again, the three points are number one, on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, a braisa taught that an Erev must be made with bread and not with wine. Rashi explained that Erev Mishum Dira, an Erev is symbolic of a residence, and a person's residence is determined by bread and not wine. A Shitav, on the other hand, can be made with wine or bread. Rashi explains that a Shitav merges the rights of the Chatzeros and not the houses, and wine suffices to create that merger. Rav Meir ruled that it's necessary that a person make an Erev and a Shitav. Shelo l'shecheach toras Erev min ha-tinokos, in order not to cause the institution of Erev to be forgotten from the children who would say that their fathers didn't make an Erev. The Chachamim said that doing only one of them, the Erev or the Shitav, would suffice for that. Rav Nechumi and Rabbah disagreed on what the Machlokes was about. One said that when the Shitav is made with bread, Rav Meir would agree that it suffices for the Erev. The only argue when the Shitav was made with wine. The other one said the Chachamim would agree that when the Shitav was made with wine, that an Erev is also required. They disagree only when the Shitav was made with bread. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Chamisha Chabur Sheshavs B'Trakun Echot, five groups that spend Shabbos in one mansion. Beis Shammai say, Erev Echol Chabur V'Chabura, an Erev is needed for each group. And Beis Hillel say, Erev Echol Chuan, one Erev suffices for all of them, unless some of them are staying in separate rooms or upper stories. Rashi explains that they were divided into five areas in a large room, and each area had a door leading to a common chatzar, which also served residents of other buildings that opened into it. According to Beis Shammai, they would require five separate erevin with the other residents, as well as an additional erev to carry from one group area to the others. The Gemara presents a four-way machlokes regarding what type of partition Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree on. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Ha'achin she'ochin al shulchan avihem v'shin v'vateihem, brothers who eat at their father's table but sleep in their homes, which Rashi explains to mean that their houses are in the same chatzar as their father's, which also includes other residents, Srikin Erev Kol Echad V'Echad. They need an Erev for each one if they want to join in an Erev with the other residents in the Chatzar. The Gemara suggests that the Mishnah implies Makam Lina Gorm, the place of sleep, determines a person's residence. But Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that the Mishnah's case was where the brothers receive support from their father, but they don't live there. The Gemara brings the Machlokes regarding what determines one's Makam Dira, his place of residence. Rav said Pita, the place of bread, and Shmuel said Lina, the place of sleep. All right, so now we go to a simon for Daf Ayin Beis, and this simon was suggested to us by Shai Klein, who suggested Ayin Beis is of thick, so a thick slab of cake, so we use a thick piece of birthday cake. So here goes. A thick piece of birthday cake we use for the Erev and expensive wine for the Shitav, for the five families spending Shabbos in a mansion separated into groups, who came to celebrate their rich father's birthday, although they all wished they could sleep at home. Once again in slow motion. A thick piece of birthday cake. Thick piece of birthday cake? That must mean we're on Duff Heim base. A thick piece of birthday cake was used for the Erev, an expensive wine for the Shitav, which reminds us that an Erev must be made with bread, but a Shitav can be made with wine, and of the Malkokos between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, whether it's necessary to do both or if one suffices, and the Malkokos and Arduf regarding in what case do they specifically disagree. So a thick piece of birthday cake was used for the Erev, an expensive wine for the Shitav, for the five families spending Shabbos in a mansion separated into groups, which reminds us of the Malkokos Beis Shem Beis Hillel in the case of five groups that spend Shabbos in one mansion partitioned into groups, whether each group must make an Erev Chatzeros with other residents in the Chatzer, or if one Erev suffices for all of them, and the question regarding which type of partitions are Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel discussing. So a thick piece of birthday cake was used for the Erev and expensive wine for the Shitav, for the five families spending Shabbos in the mansion separated into groups, who came to celebrate their rich father's birthday, although they all wished they could sleep at home. Which reminds us that the Gemara clarifies when the next Mishnah states, the brothers who eat at their father's table but sleep in their homes must each make their own individual Erev, did not indicate that sleep determines one's makom dira, because the Mishnah didn't mean they literally eat at their father's table, but rather they are supported by their father, but they eat at home. So once again, a thick piece of birthday cake was used for the Erev and expensive wine for the Shitav, for the five families spending Shabbos in a mansion separated into groups, who came to celebrate their rich father's birthday, although they all wished they could sleep at home. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions on Maseches, Brachos, and Shabbos. Number 1, which depth do we have a question if the one who is Mevatel's Rishus has to do so explicitly to each resident or not? That's on Duff? I am. Good. Number 2, which depth do we learn the reason why the house for the one who is Mevatel's Rishus is restricted to the other residents? That's on Duff? Samach Tes. Good. Number 3, which daf of Malchok is Beis Shem Beis Hillel, whether Bittul Rishus may take place on Shabbos? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 4, which daf of Malchok is Beis Shem Beis Hillel, whether five families spending Shabbos in the mansion partition in different groups need to individually make an Erev Chatzeros or not? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 5, which daf of Malchok, when Rabbi Yochanan said, Socher Kama'arav Dami, he meant that leasing is similar to joining in an Erev in 3 ways, such as one can do it with Pakas Meshava Pruta. That's on Daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 6, which Daf of Malkok is regarding when Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim disagree that both an Erev and Shitav must be made? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 7, which Daf to learn that Abai didn't make the Erev because he was learning and he couldn't use the bread in his basket because he couldn't afford to share it? That's on Daf Samaches. Good. Number 8, which of the one that asking a servant to carry hot water in a chaser where there was no Erev, it's permitted because it's shvus de shvus l'tzorach mitzvah? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 9, which Daf do we discuss who is a Yisrael Mumer? That's on Daf Samach Tes. Good. And finally, question number 10, which Daf do we have a Malkov is Tanakam Rabbi Shimon, whether one who makes partnerships with wine and oil needs to make a Shitav? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good, now we go to the 3 bonus questions. Number 1, which Daf do we learn what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Eliezer said to their Talmidim on their deathbeds? That's on Daf Chaf Ches and Brachas. Good. Number 2, which Daf do we have a Malkov is regarding carrying out non-kosher locusts? That's on Daf Tzadi and Shavas. Good. And number 3, which Daf do we discuss Gizei Tzemer regarding Muksa? That's on Daf Nun and Shabbos. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.